This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang. I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, that subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. Let's crack on with today's first story. Now, today's first story comes from a throwaway account. It's titled, My 24 Female, Fiancé's 25 Male, Brother and His Girlfriend Told Us We Were Disrespectful for Getting Engaged Without Their Permission. I, 24 Female, have been with my partner, 25 Male, for 1 year. At New Year's, we got engaged and were so happy. We have a wonderful relationship and everything seemed to be falling into place like a fairy tale. He gets along really well with my mum and I get along really well with his mum. Unfortunately, my partner, we should call him Mark, has an older brother, 26 male, we should call him Rick, who has a girlfriend, 26 female, to be known as Penny, who a month ago cornered Mark and basically told him he was making a terrible mistake by getting engaged to me, and questioned whether he had thought it through. Why? Here are their reasons. 1. Mark should have asked Rick for brotherly guidance and permission before getting engaged because Rick is the older brother and has more experience with women. They seem to think it was disrespectful to get engaged without letting Rick know first. 2. Rick and Penny have been dating for 2 years. We have only been dating for 1 year. They're acting as if they should get the privilege of getting engaged first. Note, they're always on the verge of breaking up, constantly fighting and have no intention of getting engaged anytime soon. 3. I currently have not got a job. I was employed full-time for 8 years, starting at the age of 15. I had to stop working for a while due to medical issues. They say Mark is getting taken advantage of financially, even though I am on a pension and pay bills and rent. Not to mention doing 100% of the washing, cleaning, ironing, cooking, and laundry. 4. We moved in together before they did. They currently live apart because Penny's family are very strict Christians. Edit, Pentecostals. Think of the Duggar family and you are pretty close. But we are living together before they are and therefore we are disrespecting them. 5. Penny said that she gets the feeling that I do not like her. This is 100% true. I don't like her at all. But I have tried to keep this to myself as much as possible so as to not rock the boat or cause friction. I didn't want to upset Mark or his brother. I tried to believe she wasn't unlikable or that I had misinterpreted it. But after 12 months of continuous bitchiness, I don't think this is the case. Here are some reasons why I dislike Penny. A. She has continuously made comments about my weight. I'm not skinny, but neither is she. Yet she seems to think it's okay to make comments about what I eat and what I wear. She even made comparisons between me and Mark and Rick's mother, who is large. Not only is this insulting to me, but it's insulting to their mother, who I get along with very well. B. She comes from a giant, very strict Pentecostal family. She basically believes that divorce is evil, and because my parents are divorced, I get the impression that she sees me as less of a person. Mark and Rick's parents are also divorced, and she has voiced her opinion to them as well. She said that it was their mother's duty to do what her husband says and to keep the family together. Never mind why they divorced, that's her view. C. She also has 8 sisters and a brother. I am an only child. She told me that only children are mentally underdeveloped because they don't get the same mental stimulation. D. Before even meeting me, she went onto Mark's Facebook and looked through my photos and in front of Mark called me ugly and made ew gross comments and told him to stop dating me. E. Whenever I see Mark's family for lunch or afternoon tea, I bring a plate of something. I think it's good manners. If I'm going somewhere for a meal, I think it's polite to bring something along to share. Penny has made several comments about me trying too hard and trying to outdo her. F, as I like cooking, Mark's mum kindly bought me a special type of cake tin that I was searching for, which you can change the shape of for Christmas. She bought Penny a carry-on luggage bag for when she visits Rick, who is currently working interstate. They visit each other once a fortnight. Penny said to me, "Isn't it just fabulous how she knows us both so well? Me, a free spirit, is going on adventures, and you, who stays at home all day and eats." Enough said, really. G. She talked in a baby voice all the time. It's not anything she does against me, but it annoys the bejesus out of me. Rick likes to pull the brothers on a card and say that as an older brother, he should do things first and be in charge. I think this is ridiculous, as they are a year apart and their lives and where they want to go in life is completely different to one another. Mark is very passive and pretty much does whatever people tell him to do because he doesn't want to stir or offend people. He's a very kind and easygoing person, which I love, but at times he is too easygoing to the point where he gets pushed around or taken advantage of. I feel like they know this and are using it to their advantage. Mark and Rick's mother is lovely, and I get along with her really well. She is in a tough position because it's her two sons fighting, and she has to be careful not to look like she's ganging up on one or the other. She said she can't commit to taking sides, which I totally agree with, but she is basically 100% on our side, off the record. Penny has said a lot of nasty things to her as well, so she is not unaware of the sort of person she is. After cornering Mark and telling him everything that I mentioned above, Mark came home to me, understandably very upset. When he came home and told me what happened, I was furious and hurt. I was so angry that they had behaved like that and so angry because of how upset Mark was. It's been a month and they seem to think they did everything right and are totally blameless. Mark has spoken on the phone with his brother and it has ended in arguments. I've had zero contact with them, and if I had my way, it would remain this way. I've lost all respect for the both of them and I have no desire to have them around. Unfortunately, it is Mark's brother and he feels we need to sort things out with them. So this Easter weekend, we have planned to catch up with them to talk about how it made us feel and why they have overstepped the boundaries. We are apparently seeing them tomorrow. I feel sick to my stomach about it all. I know that Mark keeps telling me that he is 100% on my side and supporting me, but it doesn't always feel that way because even though they've been so hurtful and nasty, he's trying too hard to be chummy with them when they do speak. To me, this is making them think they've behaved correctly and that me being upset is all my fault and that I'm overreacting. I feel like he wants to bury his head in the sand and pretend nothing has happened, but I just cannot do that. I'm scared that when we meet them, I will be a sitting duck and get attacked by them, and anything I say about how I feel will be shot down. While Mark sits there and says nothing to support me because he doesn't want to get into an argument. I don't want to get into an argument either, but it seems almost unavoidable. What can I say when we see them tomorrow? I feel like everything just whirls around in my head and I can't straighten any of it out. I don't believe that I will ever feel comfortable around them or want them over in our home. Can anyone give me a different perspective? Sorry for the rambling. And we do have an update in a moment, but I can't stop thinking about that number one where Mark should have asked Rick for brotherly guidance and permission before getting engaged because Rick is the older brother and has more experience with women. I was like, what the hell is that all about? And in some ways, I sort of, what would Mark say if you just showed him this post, exactly how you're feeling, all your thoughts laid out here? And I think you got a couple of options going forward. There's obviously the grey rock method that you go down. I haven't heard that one in a while. Or the other route, which I always ask myself when we have those situations. And do you want these type of people in your life? Obviously, we've just heard certain parts of the story here, but I think it might be enough for me. You've already told us multiple times how Penny's taking jabs at you. The way her brother talks to Mark and says that he needs to be asking for permission, for guidance. I can always understand not wanting to kick a hornet's nest, but this is certainly, you know, going low contact or maybe even completely no contact with someone like that. You don't have to be involved with them. You don't have to talk to them if you don't want to. And you can just tell Mark that if you really want to. Say, look, this is the way that Penny's treated me in the past and I just have nothing to say to her anymore. You don't have to go crazy and get angry about it or anything like that. You can just simply say, you know, we don't see eye to eye. I can't see us talking anymore or having very little contact in the future. And sure, if you have to meet in family events or whatever, you can Just literally use the grey rock method. Nod. Be polite if you really want to. And that's all you have to do. But before that update, Yoko says, as the other commenter suggested, I would just ignore them. You didn't have to be passive aggressive, especially since it seems that the girlfriend loves the attention. What's important is your relationship with your fiancé who you care about. You have a great relationship with his mum. Who cares what an envious girlfriend of your fiancé's brother thinks? When you see her, I would suggest you behave kindly. When she makes offensive remarks, pretend you don't hear them, and after a while she will see that her catty words get no response, and the rest of your fiancé's family will see what a mature person you are. It truly isn't worth it. She has low self-esteem. Don't let yourself be a victim of a disordered mind. If your fiancé's brother feels like he should always be the first, then he should drop down on one knee and propose to his girlfriend or shut the fuck up. Perhaps his girlfriend feels threatened that after 2 years, her own boyfriend hasn't made any moves to further their commitment. But you and your fiancé are moving right along. Your fiancé's brother's relationship issues are not your problem. Ignore them and celebrate what sounds like a great relationship. Annie says, I can feel you. My sister was totally like this. 5 years older than myself, though. She went through the me first thing as well. She didn't speak to me for a year after I got married. She also didn't speak to me for a year or so after my wife and I had our daughter because we didn't wait long enough after she had my niece. It sucks, and sometimes we just have to let these people do slash say what they want and ignore them for a time. We are fine with my sister now. When she makes the snide comments, we just ignore her and she gets the message. We don't let someone else run our lives because they think they know better than us. I do want to say that we at least listen when she tries to give advice nicely. But as soon as the snark comes out, so do the earplugs.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good luck. Opie replies saying, God, I can only imagine what it will be like if Rick and Penny get married and have kids too. There will be constant competition, which is awful because neither Mark nor myself want to compete at all. People need to accept that they're not always going to be the first to do things. And one more comment from Chi Zombie, who says, great name, heads up, this conversation with them will likely go nowhere at all and only backfire. A few things. One, Mark has to accept he cannot and at times should not try to make peace. I understand the I want to make it better mentality, and it is his brother, but the fuel to this fire is Rick's ego and Penny's ass backward beliefs. You will not change their minds, you can only stand your ground. 2. Be careful how you involve them in your wedding. Avoid them being involved as they will likely insert their opinions and wants and resentment to your plans. Keep it minimal and keep them far. 3. There is no brother honor crap. You both owed them nothing. Do not admit any wrongdoing. They are literally taking out insecurities about themselves on you and attempting to dictate your life by them. They are nuts and will only continue to firmly entrench themselves in these asinine opinions. At most, use the I'm sorry that you feel that way. There is no ill intent, we are just moving forward with our own lives, and sit back and smile. 4. Play the firmly polite but reticent person. Kill them with kindness. Say little, just back your husband up and make sure he's on the same page as you on your approach before you both enter this conversation so you're not being passive if your husband is going to grovel or something he shouldn't. Wish them well and continue on your lives. And oh man, Penny sounds like a total nightmare of a human being. I'm so sorry for you, your fiancé and his family to have to deal with her. Super glad as a mum is aware of Penny's awfulness. Hopefully she destroys herself and exits permanently at some point, and Mark's brother has some serious ego Me Too issues. So then OP did go to update the post, which says, wow, this really blew up more than I expected it to. So when I last left you guys yesterday, Mark and I were going to meet Poisonous Penny and Rick the Dick to talk. In the morning, I was getting ready to leave. Makeup, hair, etc. Mark popped down to the local supermarket to grab some Easter eggs to give his mum and grandma. I had my phone on the bathroom bench and it started to ring. It was Rick. I didn't pick up because he has never called me and I didn't know what to do or say. I text Mark and told him, and he rang me immediately and said, "For God's sake, if they ring again, don't pick up. They've just blasted me in the middle of the grocery aisle." Mark was shopping and got a call from Rick's number. He picked up and they were both on loudspeaker. Penny seemed very agitated and asked something about when we were meeting. Mark said that if they were not going to be in good moods, it might not be the best to meet and we could arrange to another time when they were calm. She blasted him with abuse, calling us both cowards who are hiding and sarcastically telling him he was such a big man. So obviously, we didn't go to meet them. Last night, I got a message on Facebook from Penny saying, "OP, it's time you confront the issues you have with me. There's been a lot of talk about you being upset with me, but I haven't heard a single thing about it come directly from you. From now on, if you have a problem with me, take it up directly with me. It's not fair on Mark's family to have to deal with your issues. Very distressing for them." Lol, what? Unfortunately, I didn't see the message until this morning, when she also sent, "I'll come to you to sort this out. I can come over to your house if that suits you." OP goes on to say, first off, no. No coming to my house certainly doesn't suit me. As if I would let her come into my home. Oh my god, is she nuts? Secondly, since when was this just about me? Yes, she has been worse to me than to Mark, but she has still been a total bitch to both of us regarding our relationship. I replied, "Penny, I think both Mark and I are fully justified for not wanting to speak to you, considering your behavior. You have been rude and offensive at every opportunity, and quite frankly, we have both have had enough. I have avoided messaging you directly up to now out of respect to Mark, as we are both involved in this together, and he does not want me to blast you with a torrent of abuse. I was so furious with you and Rick at your behavior. You both need to grow up and learn respect for others. Yesterday, your behavior was yet again childish. I was ready to leave to finally meet you and give you a piece of my mind when Mark came home and saying the whole thing was off because you screamed down the phone at him. How big of you. As for coming over to my house, I do not think so. You've criticized every single thing about me. Oh yes, Penny, I am well aware of what you said behind my back, thank you. And if you think I am inviting you into my home, you have another thing coming. When you and Rick decide to behave like adults, you know where we are. Until then, don't talk to me. I have better things to do with my time. I know it's hot-headed, but I couldn't help it. I just can't believe what a nutter she is. Jesus. She seems to think this is all me being uppity, but it involves all of us. Even though I feel I've been attacked more than Mark, Mark is just as hurt as I am. The only good thing to come out of all this is that Mark is now really pissed. I felt although he said he was there for me before, he was in doubt and wanted to sit on the fence a bit. But now that she's blasted him directly, he's got his back up too. And after this one, there was another post that went on to Raised by Narcissists a little while later saying urgent help needed. Sister-in-law, brother-in-law want to talk over Skype in 2 hours and OP was saying that, you know, that she just wants to go no contact with them and don't think it'll work. And that was sort of the end of it and tailed off from there. And there hadn't been an update since. But going back to the update and, you know, Penny had a go at Mark over the phone and Mark is now a bit peed off as well. And it seems like they're both on the same page together on where they are with Penny and brother. And barring Penny, you know, somehow magically turning around and not being an arsehole anymore, I think this is like the second best option, that you and Mark have come together, you're on the same page and seeing brother and Penny for what they are in this situation and backing each other up, hopefully. But now I turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? What would you advise to OP to do? Is this a total no contact situation, or do you think there is another way around it? Let us know your thoughts down in the comments below. But before you go, we're just going to finish ourselves with a little cheeky, wholesome story that I found from Sabta, who says, "I was once traveling through an old town when I stopped at a small shop to buy some packaged water. I was in my tweens at the time, so I jumped out of my car and went to buy. A very old man sat at the shop. Once I bought everything, he took out an ice cream and handed it to me. As I was about to take the bottles with me, he picked the bottles himself and walked with me to the car so that I could have my ice cream. He was very old and scaly, very thin too, and once he saw that I had a younger sister, he rushed back to the shop to bring out another ice cream for her. I insisted that he take the money for it, but he didn't take it and just smiled. Maybe we reminded him of his grandchildren, I presume. That reminded me of a story when I was younger. The local petrol station was down the road from us. It was the local place where we could go get our chocolate bars and sweets and stuff when we was younger. And it was always the same lady working behind the counter. Pam was her name. And my dad knew her because that's where he fills up his car and that's where he gets his papers and all that sort of good stuff as well. And it was a very rare time. I was by myself and I was going down there and I wanted to get an ice cream, a Twister. I don't know if you've seen those, but they were my favorite ice creams at the time. And I pretty much had to get one whenever I had some pocket money, you know. And I went in there, got my Twister, put it on the counter, and she just slid it back to me. And I was like, what the hell? What's going on here? And she just sort of nodded at me and smiled. And I was like, oh, thank you very much. You know, free ice cream. I didn't have to spend any money on it. But then, you know, cheeky ass Mark, I got another one out because I thought, oh, I've still got another pound. I can have two Twisters. She did it again. I thought I best not take the piss a third time. So off I went running down the road with two Twisters, one melting already as I was licking the other one. Good times. But what do you guys make of today's stories? Let us know your thoughts down in the comments below. And just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved. Showing your love and support means the absolute world. And hopefully, I'll see you in the next one. Take care. Much love.
I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Yum, yum, yum. Let's go. See the sun shining from the windows. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I know that today'll be a good day. No, no, no. Okay, I know that today'll be a good day. Yeah, yeah, yeah. A, B, C, C. One, two.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.